Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Parents with the Parents Network. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I promise you another wonderful show. Coming live to you here this evening from Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, we got some things we need to talk about, folks. Got some things we need to talk about. It's that time of the year where things start to change up a little bit. And, you know, we've gotten away from the two major revenue-generating sports in high school, and now we're at the point of the summertime programs, the summertime and springtime programs. So what are we going to do? We're talking about the springtime ball season. Springtime ball season. And this evening, we're going to dig a little bit into that and, you know, just look at what are our views, what are our responsibilities, springtime ball season. But before we even get into that, you know, I had a chance to catch the Portsmouth Invitational this past weekend, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Great event. Many young men were out there from all over the country. You know, you had men coming in from as far out as Iowa all the way to, you know, name some of the schools that was represented out there at the Portsmouth Invitationals this past weekend. You know, you had some of the schools out there, such as a young man from Miami, Southern Methodist, Tempe, Connecticut, George Washington, Fresno State, Northwestern, Wyoming, Florida International, Michigan State, Richmond, Yale, Georgia Tech, Texas A&M, Virginia Commonwealth, Washington, University of Virginia, Mississippi State, Marshall, Texas A&M again, the Butler, Columbia, Alabama, Old Dominion University, Auburn, North Florida, Florida, Brigham Young, Butler, Texas, Wake Forest, Arizona, Nebraska, Dayton, Stephen F. Austin, Iona, Tulsa, UCLA, Xavier, Oklahoma, St. Joseph, Long Beach State, Evansville, Hofstra. Man, you had a whole host of young men that was out there trying to get in. I'm not even finished with the list. Toledo, Memphis, Iowa State, Oregon, Northeastern, Louisiana Tech, Donnybrook, South Carolina, Temple, Oklahoma, and Georgetown, just to name a few. Just to name some of the young men that showed up and participated in the 63rd annual Portsmouth Invitationals. Now, some of you may say, what is the Portsmouth Invitational? Because some of you are not quite familiar with that atmosphere and that, you know, that particular venue. Portsmouth Invitationals is a event that started back in 1953, if I got my math correctly. Started back in 1953, and basically the event was designed as just a tournament where, you know, many of the college young men that were, and some of the high school young men got together at that time period and, you know, decided to play in the tournament. Now you have quite a few little smaller events going on, like some of these pro-ams that's going on around the country. But the whole intent behind this event was, you know, just to showcase their talents and to see if they could be discovered by a potential professional scout. So, you know, they went and did this little tournament and started, you know, in Portsmouth, Virginia, and, you know, just went on from there. Here it is 63 years later, fully sponsored and functioned by the NBA, National Basketball Players Association. And there's an opportunity for young men to get a chance to be seen in front of NBA scouts. And in addition to NBA scouts that's out there that's looking and putting out that fair evaluation, you also have a number of overseas scouts that's also involved in the process. So, excuse me for yawning, it's kind of rude. But, you know, really and truly, I think Portsmouth Invitational has put together a great event. And the event is a longstanding event that we'll probably see that goes on, you know, in years to come. There has been a number of opportunities and a number of events that had popped up around the country over the years, but they hadn't been able to sustain. I think Portsmouth Invitational is the current event, signature event, that the NBA fully sponsors for the purpose of having these young men get a chance to be seen by the professional scouts to see if they're eligible to potentially play at the next level. Only event where you actually have a 5-on-5 competition. Most of the other events nowadays are, you know, individual workouts and, you know, the combines and all the other things that's going on. But Portsmouth is the one of the few that are still carrying the 5-on-5 competition. So, with that being said, hats off to Portsmouth Invitational staff for what they do each and every year at longstanding tradition of 63 years. Well, you know, also I had an opportunity to meet while I was out there, and hopefully we'll have him on here soon. A gentleman that goes by the name of Professor Swiss. Hey, that's kind of like one of them things that hard to lock into. Professor Swiss, brother by the name of gentleman by the name of Ernest Johnson. You know, his biggest claim to fame is free throw clinics, and you know, helping you understand the importance of free throw. And understanding how that adds into the overall picture and the dynamics of the game. So, Professor Swish, hopefully we'll get him on, get him to join us here in the near future, here on the Parents Culture Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, just to go back and talk about the Portsmouth Invitationals as well. You know, I had a chance a while. Like I said, I was out there, and, you know, someone may say, you know, what may have been Parents for the Parents Network role at an event such as the Portsmouth Invitationals. Well, our role I would see as being similar to any other sporting event that we attend. You know, we're out there to help, guide, and consult, you know, other parents that have their children going through the process. And, you know, far too often we are disconnected from that process. Far too often we get to the point where, you know, I understand our children are grown, and being the grown men and women that they are in a position where, you know, they make a lot of decisions on their own. But, you know, for us to be there and for us to give the nod and for us to, you know, just simply let them know, hey, that's a good choice, or, hey, you know, here's a few other things that you may want to think about, because you are in the process of hiring an individual to work for your child. And what I mean by that, you know, there's a number of agents out there that are seeking employment during this process here at the Portsmouth Invitationals. And, you know, just as doing a recap from, you know, listening to the agent that was on Mothers of Athletes a couple of weeks ago, you know, as the gentleman stated, you know, you should go out there and get your agent, you know, that can vary. Could a young man have gone through the Portsmouth Invitationals without having an agent actually on his payroll at that time? Yes. Can an agent have enhanced any of the young man's possibilities while he was participating at the Portsmouth Invitational? That is yet to be seen. That has yet to be seen. You know, the natural thought is, yes, an agent can, because he can get over there and he can talk and communicate and dialogue with you know, all the different ways I want to put it, dialogue with the general managers and some of the other scouts and other folks that's out there, and, you know, possibly get you, you know, on their radar. Let me say this, parents, and you may have heard it before, and then again, you may not have heard it before. The hard work your son puts in playing that game, the game that they love so very much, allows them to showcase their talent. Now, can an agent talk that talent up? What if an agent talks the talent up? Your child, and I said your son, but I also mean your son and your daughter. What if an agent talks that talent up? Your child still has to be able to show it. And if they're not able to show it, no matter how much the agent has talked it up, if they're not able to show it and maintain it, not just show a flash of it, show that this is what you do, this is who you are, this is how my game is formed. If you're not able to do that, the agent can talk all day long. You know, and, you know, just to let you in on something else, most of the professional coaches have been out scouting probably early in the college season. You know, they may have popped in unannounced, whatever, sat and watched the game and seen some young folks doing this, doing that, looked at who was at the top of the leaderboard and a few charts and a few conferences and things like that, and figure they'd go out and see what this young man looks like or young lady looks like. And from there, they started tracking these individuals. Now, what does an agent bring to the table in that whole process? Well, some agents may want to, and I'm not sitting here to try to bash an agent. position. But I'm just simply putting the information out there as far as putting the information out there as far as, you know, some of the things that you may want to think about during the time period or help your child think about during the time period that he or she may be considering bringing an agent into the fold. You know, and I say that because, you know, for the NBA perspective, I'm talking firsthand, you know, because the NBA perspective, you have the agent that's here in the States, your child is here in the States, you are here in the States, and he can more or less get to that child at a drop of a dime. You can more or less track and see what your child is doing on a regular basis. If you're not constantly, you know, attending the games and going down to visit the child in his or her home, you know, you still have a good feel for what's going on with your child. Now, when we're looking at that same perspective, and your child's overseas, a lot of times if you don't have that direct access, you know, via phone, you know, because of the country that your child's in, there may be some very high stipulations and requirements to maintain phone contact, and you may have to try to go through an agent to try to track your child down or something, you know, something to that effect. You know, then you may have to rely a little bit more on that child. So you have just as much contact with that agent as your child may have, especially if you're concerned about, hey, what's going on? I haven't heard from my son, you know, or my daughter, and, you know, about a week or two, and, you know, I heard that there were some things going on over there in that country. Hey, talk to me, share something with me. Give me something that's going to make me have that nice, warm, and fuzzy saying that, hey, everything is all right over in that particular country, you know. Oftentimes, you may have to go through an agent or someone representing that agent's organization to try to get that additional information to make sure everything's going all right, you know. With that being said, you may have a better or a different relationship with that agent. So that's some of the things that I had a chance to witness this past weekend at the Portsmouth Invitational. It was truly a good experience. And hopefully, you know, things will go just right for those young folks and for those young folks that are out there doing something and, you know, have an opportunity to explore that side of their life, that side of their life that they are really and truly looking forward to, really and truly, you know, desire to be a part of, you know, that life of being able to what's going on here? Having a glitch on my switchboard here. It's not the time for it. I don't know why here lately I'm starting to have these issues on my switchboard. I am not really feeling it. I was trying to see if I had my guests lined up to call in, but I haven't had a chance to see anything here on my switchboard yet. But anyway, getting back to what I was talking about, you know, that part of life is something that we really and truly, you know, should look forward to and really and truly have a desire to be a part of, truly, Truly, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Well, if you want to call in this evening, give us a call at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. We're here. We're here on the Parents Quote the Parents Network on Blog Talk Radio. Haven't heard from you in a while, and so I'd like to see if you're going to join the show this evening. Join the show. You know, join in. Join us on Parents Go to Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio, PCP Network, as I like to put it. And hopefully we'll have my guest call in here shortly, and he'll start sharing some information with us. Because I tried to line up someone that will address more of this issue of springtimes, spring balls, fall ball, or spring ball. You know, we got 7-on-7 teams going on. We got AAU tournaments going on. You know, soccer season is right around the corner, and you know, track and field, you're ready to go hot and heavy. You know, so all these things are going on right now. And I think it's time for us to talk about it, because we as parents, we have a major role in this here. Avoid that role, or if we ignore that role, then what are we doing or saying to ourselves? What are we doing or saying to ourselves? We're just simply just saying that, hey, it's okay, let our kids go out here and just do these things, and hopefully if something will turn out for the best of well. No, parents, we need to have an active involvement in the process, active involvement in the process. So, again, give us a call at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts. And love to hear what you have to say. Step away for a hot second. And check my phone line to make sure everything's going all right. I shall return here shortly. Hey, you're listening to the Parents Coach Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. The Parents Coach Parents Network on Blog Talk Radio. Give us a call when we come back, folks. 917-889-8095. We'll be back shortly.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Chapter 12. It's up to you. Now go out there and get it done.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, The Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, folks, we're back, and, you know, like I was saying, I was talking about Portsmouth Invitational and, you know, the different things that's happening out there right now during the time period with our young folks. And just recap some of the things that, you know, we as parents need to be aware of, need to be in tune with during the time period that our children are out there playing sports at that next level, that level where they have the possibility to go on and play professionally, you know, whether or not it's and here nationally or whether or not it's overseas somewhere. But it's opportunity for them to play professional, for them to fulfill their dream. Of course, all of that is falling on the backs of having that degree, having that opportunity to get that college degree and being the great next possible, the next great citizen in our community. But, you know, even saying that, I think about some of these other events that's going on around the country, you know, some of the AAU tournaments that just recently started up, some of the things that, you know, that's happening. Right now, you see a big on-stream of unsigned senior events that's popping up. You know, one thing I would say about these events of unsigned seniors, if you see an event and it pops up in your email, you know, you get a flyer on it or, you know, hear somebody talking about it or whatever the case may be, one of these unsigned senior events. Folks, let me say this. Let me really and truly add this into your thought process. If the event is not a sanctioned event, in other words, it has not been certified by the NCAA, it is not a sanctioned event. And how would you know that? One, they have the requirement to put it out there that it has been certified by the NCAA. Two, if they don't put it out there, you have the opportunity to go to the nearest website and check it out and see if it's certified by the NCAA. Because if it's not certified by the NCAA, then there's a very strong possibility that that may not be the event that you want to attend. That may not be the event that you want to attend. That may not be the event that you want your child to attend. Why? Very simple, very easy, and very plain. If your child attends that event, let me say this. There will be a very strong possibility. I would say like 99% chance that there will be no coaches at that event. Oh, excuse me. I shouldn't say 99% because I would be wrong in making that statement. I would say there will be a very strong possibility that there will be a limited amount of coaches at that event. And the only reason why I retracted my high percentage of 99% and decided to go with a different percentage is simply because, as I think about it, NAIA coaches may decide to attend the event. And if they decide to attend an event, it doesn't necessarily have to be an NCAA sanctioned event. It could simply be an event that they heard about and decided to attend. You know, that would be, you know, like some of these unsigned senior events that not necessarily may be NCAA sanctioned NAIA coaches may decide to attend. That would be something that will be very easy to happen. And does that mean that since the NCAA didn't certify it, that event is no good and, you know, there's not going to be any coaches? No, there will be NAIA coaches out there. What is NAIA? You just heard the infomercial talking about NAIA. And in addition to that, there are a number of NAIA events coming up. A number of NAIA events coming up here over the next couple months or so. I'm trying to pull up the email now. I know I received an email not too long ago on a number of NAIA events that was coming up. Now, the thing about NAIA, and I'm going to go back to talking about my spring ball as well here shortly. The thing about the NAIA events, NAIA schools are not too many of them on the East Coast. No drawback there, but not too many of them on the East Coast. So as a result, if you're really interested in attending an NAIA program, and, you know, you have the opportunity to get out and about, you know, to some of these other states and places, then that may be where you may be able to find an NAIA event. One of the places that I know have a number of NAIA events each year, I know Atlanta has a number of NAIA events each year, and a few other places, just to name a few. NAIA, let me give you some information here on the NAIA circuit. You know, recruiting is, you know, NAIA says recruiting is competitive. Of course it's competitive because they have to do it in comparison to what the NCAA is out there doing. Getting these free NAIA coaches-only events on the recruiting calendar, you know, it's really hard, really hard. But they have a number of events. They have them in Kansas City, Chicago, Atlanta. You know, that's just to name a few. You know, them three opportunities alone, you will see hundreds of high school and junior college students in these locations. You know, the events are coming up. And, you know, weird part about it, they're coming up in such a strange part of the year. You would think that most of the schools have already have someone that's signed. You know, it's a free one-day event, and this was the information to the coach. A free one-day event exclusive for NAIA coaches and their staffs. You know, the event is, there's one coming up. It's in Kansas City, the metro area. It's at Avila University in Kansas City, and that's in July, Tuesday, July the 12th. Chicago, St. Xavier University in Chicago, Illinois, Tuesday, July the 19th. Atlanta, Metro, at a high school in Acworth, Georgia. And that's on Tuesday, July the 26th. You know, each one of these events will provide the opportunity to for high school athletes to come out and showcase their talent and, you know, do their little thing. And if they succeed from there, strong possibility that they can be offered some financial assistance in attending college. You know, so coaches and athletes, you get signed up for this and be excited about getting out there to them. You know, that's just a chance to get your child out there and hopefully get your child out of your household and hopefully get your child on off the college to do some bigger and better things. So that's the NAIA showcases that I know of right now that's coming up, that's around the corner. You know, and that, like I said, there's not too many that's here on the East Coast. If you think about it, the only one I just named just now was the one in Atlanta. And I think that's doing a disservice to the NAIA program, seeing that they only have just that one, you know, that's here on the East Coast. You know, a number of students and young athletes would like to attend college. And, you know, a lot of them may go and discriminate on which college they're going to, as long as that college is able to provide them with some type of financial aid, you know, whether or not it's fully funded or partially funded. You know, as long as it's not such a small portion, you know, they're paying more to go to that school than they are receiving a financial aid, I think they would truly appreciate that. But in saying that, and I started out talking about the unsigned seniors, the young athletes that haven't had any opportunity or any major looks or any conversation coming from college coaches. I will say it again, parents, don't get frustrated. Parents, there's still that opportunity, still that moment, still that last minute chance, or it's still a possibility. You know, it's still a possibility. You know, I know several young men that's in that situation, and I still tell them day in and day out that, hey, all's not lost. There's still things that's going on. Just as if, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, they had a few workouts going on at different schools, and then you turn around and, you know, they had the unsigned senior event that came up, and I believe there may be another one coming up. Matter of fact, I think there is another one coming up that I had some information on. I want to say somewhere towards the end of the month. So let me, there's another unsigned senior event coming up, and that will be, it's called the Tidewater Spring Fling, for those of you who's in the Tidewater area or Hampton Roads area of Virginia. It's called the Tidewater Spring Fling, and that will be on April 30th. The boys' session is going to be from 9 to 1:30, and then they also have a girls' session from 1:30 to 5:30. So there will be more opportunities, and coaches are still signing young folks, and they're still out there trying to draw in their best possibility to get these talented young folks into schools. And, you know, I say to some of these coaches, and I will be very honest with them when I share this with them, that, you know, they're missing out on opportunity, because a lot of these young men that they have yet to sign are probably some of their better students. The key word, operative word, biggest word, grand word in the big picture is student. Some of these student athletes are some of the key, are better students than some of the guys that they jumped out there and signed early on. So, you know, but it all depends on what the coach's flavor is, whether or not he's trying to go for some young man that, you know, he thinks going to be an immediate impact to his program, or is he going for a young man that he thinks may be a it may be a asset to the program a little further down the line. You know, I wanted to play this little piece here. I know I've played it before, but I wanted to play this little piece. And it's just about a minute long, but it talks about the reclassification and how crazy that particular issue gets when we're talking about some of these student athletes. Why do I say that? Because this is where a lot of this unsigned senior and last minute stuff comes from, because a lot of these guys, they don't get a chance to get looked at first. Then they turn around and they decide to do this reclassify thing. So take a listen to this piece here. Tell me what you think. And love to hear your thoughts when we come back. 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts on this particular piece here on the Parents Called the Parents Network on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm with college athletes. But it's practice as young as kindergarten.
Go, Troy, go! Troy, go! Go!
Redshirting. Parents delaying the beginning of school for their children or repeating a grade to gain an eventual physical edge.
So this was just for sports?
It was just for sports.
What we looked at was you get very few opportunities in life that you can manufacture time. We were in a position and had the opportunity to give him another year to work towards achieving his goal.
I think he's... has the body to do well, and his, physique, I guess. I mean, his body right now, he passes the eyeball test, I guess is the best way to put it.
Some, including a Hall of Fame coach, say redshirting just is not right.
You know, I have a trained eye, and to watch the five-year-old, I can't figure out what we have there other than the five-year-old.
I just hate to be cast as this sports villain.
Today, Outside the Line.
That little piece was shorter than what I remembered. But it talked about redshirting and talked about retaining your child or holding your child back for the sole purpose of allowing your child to develop more. And that just simply means that you as a parent wasn't prepared. You as a parent didn't do your part earlier on in order to get your child prepared. That's my whole point, my whole views, and my whole thoughts there. And it's not that, okay, well, you need to go ahead and allow your child to build a bigger body, better body, so on and so forth, because, let me say this. Of course your child's going to look like a shining star if he or she, and very few young ladies do it, but they have been known to do it as well. But of course your child will look like a shining star if he or she is out there and they're playing still in high school, and they're playing at age of 18, 19, 20 years old, and they're playing against 15, 16, and 17-year-olds. Do you notice that there may be, of course, there will be a slight disadvantage, especially if your child has had a chance to physically develop a little bit more than the other children within that same program. So, that's just something to think about. But what we don't do, we don't prepare for that. As a result, your child doesn't get the opportunity to be prepared, perform his or her best out there on the field or on the court. As a result, you may redshirt them. As a result, you may turn around and then later on you're chasing these unsigned senior programs around because you're still trying to get your child into school. Okay. And in some cases, it's just that, it took a minute or two, a little bit longer than others. But all in all, we here at the Parents Coach Parents Network is here to try to help you as a parent get to the point where you are aiding your child in getting the best out of every situation. Every situation. You know, I think of the little spiel that I heard this here recently, and, you know, I'm thinking of the time where Kobe Bryant did his retirement, so on and so forth. And, you know, I'm saying all that to say all of that wouldn't have been possible without the initial impact of the parent. Because if you think about when Kobe was found, as they would say, and I don't know how you find or you discover someone if the person wasn't lost. But when Kobe was brought into the forefront during the time that he was initially being drafted, coming out of high school, this was all based upon someone having knowledge of his dad, who had also played and who has also established, you know, his precedence in the game. So, based upon that, you know, the conversation was, hey, Kelly Bean Bryant has a son, and the son's pretty good, and so on and so forth, and this, that, and other, you know, and it went on from there. But it all started with that parent being acknowledged for his accomplishments. And so they reached out to Jelly Bean. And, you know, it's history thereafter. As a result, the young man managed to play, you know, 20 years. And that in itself is a phenomenal a feat, phenomenal feat in itself, because, you know, imagine a young man that was drafted, you know, pretty high in the rankings at the time. I think he may have been drafted somewhere along the top, because I remember he was drafted initially by the Hornets, and I think the Hornets traded him for a lot of D-Rocks and so on and so forth, whatever. We went on to play 20 years. That's a 20-year retirement. Like a young man going to military service. This young man was making millions of dollars for 20 years. I don't care if he made $1 million for a total of 20 years. He's made over $20 million. And all in all, realistically thinking about it, I'd be willing to bet if we ever looked at his overall gross, I'd be willing to bet it's close to $100 million plus. You know, because if you prior to the little situation with the young lady or whatever that was, he had endorsements, and, you know, the sneaker company was all on him, and so on and so forth, and, you know, the whole works. So he's set for the rest of his life. His children should be set for the rest of their life. His children's children should be set for the rest of their life. So on and so forth. The Bryant family should be a family that should be pretty well, pretty comfortable from now until. I would put him in a higher category of success than Jordan. You know, but the media would make you think otherwise, because Jordan was more marketable. Jordan was, you know, compared to two careers, Kobe stayed where he was at. Kobe played the game all the way out. Kobe went all the way out to 20 years. I would say he accomplished more than Michael Jordan. Now, Kobe never reached the plateau of having the sneaker company and the whole works and the endorsements and the, so on and so forth. And, you know, he would have been just as marketability, had that same marketability as Jordan, but Kobe didn't chase the limelight, you know, as we would have seen Michael Jordan doing and currently seeing LeBron James doing. You know, just as a young man, Stephen Curry, you know, they're kind of reserve type guys. You know, the limelight's going to come to them. They're going to have their chance to shine, but it's not something that they, I don't get the impression that they would even have the desire to chase. Do they enjoy it? I think so. But in the end, I think they're both, you know, just like Curry, barred that he, you know, doesn't experience any significant issues or injuries or anything of the nature. He, too, will have a long life and a sustaining career with the NBA and probably be years to follow on and on and on and on and on. Whereas, you know, LeBron, you know, they may be here today, gone tomorrow. Not to say that as in, you know, I'm hating or upset or anything of that nature. That's not the case. It's not that serious for me. Simply saying that to say that I think young men such as Stephen Curry and have those longevity careers because of their character, because how they were made up. But getting back to talking about the things that we talked about earlier on, springtime and spring ball season, and you know, where are we as parents, and what is our responsibility in the overall picture? Our overall picture is to making sure that our children are attending the events that's going to help him or her fulfill their dream, help him or her, you know, guide them in the right direction. You know, I've seen an event, and I'm going to check more into it, and hopefully we can, again, somebody else I'm going to try to reach out to. So if there's anybody out there that's checking out the show that knows anything about that particular organization, then by all means, share you know, their information with us here on the Parents Talk Parents Network. There's an organization out there that I think they're actually based out of Maryland called Future Inc. Future spelled F-U-T-U-R, Future, however they want to pronounce it. Out of, I believe they're actually out of Maryland, but they just recently did a unsigned senior event and have another unsigned senior event coming up next weekend for girls. I think the one they did today was for young men, and next weekend they have one for girls. And then the following week, there's another one for boys done by the group I just read off the information called ASSIST. So, about Future stresses the point of academics and ensuring that the athletes understand the educational piece of the whole process. But there is still a part that we as parents must ensure. You know, we're making the investment. We're putting the money up to make highlight tapes. And, you know, we're putting the money up to get your child to this event, to that event. You know, we're taking those drives and making sure that they get there. So, you know, when the conversation goes down and folks are trying to pull your child to the side and talk to them and all these other look. Parents, I need you to be engaged. I need you, if nothing else, if you're ever out there and you're totally lost and you're clueless, don't know what to do, what to say, whatever. Okay, just say, hey, coach, We'd like to take your name and your number, and hey, we'll get back to you. You know, I'm glad that you're interested in my son. And then you reach out to somebody that has gone through the process and just get their take on it. And I would honestly say reach out to more than one person. If you have to reach out to us here at the Parents for the Parents Network, I'm quite sure I can put you in touch with somebody in your area and somebody that's probably familiar with that particular coach and give you some insight on some things that you need to be aware of when dealing with these individuals. The whole purpose and background behind what we do here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network. We're a network of parents that share our experience with others, others in the next generation, to make sure that they get the best out of the situation each and every time, to help them guide their children in the right direction, in the direction that's going to make that child be a success. Success being measured by their own personal wealth, or worth and wealth. Not necessarily saying that the man in the moon is going to come along and say, you know, hey, you're now successful. No, you make that own determination yourself. Make that own determination yourself. Give us a call, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. We'd love to hear from you. I know you want to chime in on our conversation and just basically share something with us on what you know or what's going on here on the Parents for the Parents Network. All right. Well, folks, you know, I've talked and talked and talked, and I don't know what happened to my guest this evening. You know, I just don't understand it. You know, you have folks that have an opportunity to share what's going on in their programs, and they choose to avoid it. They choose to miss that opportunity, or don't think that the opportunity is important enough to even want to engage and share their insight with others that's involved. Hey, the only thing I can do is provide the platform and the opportunity and allow you to make your decision yourself anytime, anyway, any place. You know, it's been real fun here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. As always, I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and hey, help all of us help you. You know, I used to just say, help us help you, but I like to put it now, help all of us help you, you know, because we here in the network is here to help you get to your next phase, your next stage, your next level of success, and help your child fulfill their dreams and their desires and their goals and their aspirations. Say it again. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Maybe I'll talk to you soon. Join us again next weekend, next Sunday night. We'll be here. We'll be here. Same bat time, same bat channel. I guess that's what they used to say back in the day. When, you know, if those of you are old enough to watch Batman, you know, you may not know nothing about Batman because they don't say that on Batman nowadays. They got something else going on. But I ain't talking about Batman. Not tonight. Maybe I'll talk about it a little bit more again next weekend. Until then, my man Keith Wright, take us out.
Student of
of the game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.